I have been waiting to write about the Bitcoin phenomenon until the whole fantastical pyramid collapsed, revealing the conjurer behind the curtain. But although the illusion has been wavering and fading a bit recently, I suspect that it may be days or weeks before the final denouement. So I'll just throw in my electronic 2 cents worth now. Money in general is a strange, abstract thing. Most of what we imagine we have is nothing more than a few kilobytes in the memory of a computer somewhere, and we don't even know where. Tangible money comes in the form of little scraps of paper declaring themselves to be legal tender for all debts, public and private. None of this has any real substance or value, although we behave as though it does. So I suppose it was inevitable that sooner or later somebody would invent a form of money that is invisible, intangible, and more or less indescribable. We live in an age of illusions. In his eye-opening book Fantasyland, Kurt Anderson argues that our economic system is now 100% unreality-based, as is our politics. Congress juggles with trillions of dollars that simply don't exist and never will. There is a story, probably apocryphal but often repeated in anthropology classes, about a remote tribe who decided that leaves were money. Those who could climb trees to collect leaves quickly became very rich. But in the autumn, all the leaves in the forest fell on their heads, and inflation wiped them out. It sounds familiar. There have been many articles that try to explain how these new cryptocurrencies are created. Their supporters use the word mining to describe the process, to reinforce the illusion that buyers are getting something valuable. I would prefer the word imagining. Imagining bitcoins into existence takes a lot of electrical power. One single bitcoin takes enough energy to power the average American home for 2 years. The only parallel I can think of is Frankenstein's monster, who was also brought to life by a great jolt of electricity. It also reminds me of the paper Monopoly money we played with when I was a kid, taking our profits and losses very seriously and not always playing honestly. Like our Monopoly money, these fragile electronic currencies are highly vulnerable to theft by cheats and swindlers, and are stolen in the millions, although in a sense nothing is being stolen because there's nothing there. Only a tiny number of computer obsessives know how this conjuring trick works, but for everyone else it looks very much like a high-tech fraud. The IRS worries that cryptocurrencies will allow people to avoid paying taxes, but the money that the IRS gets now is all imaginary, as is the federal budget. Less imaginary money will make no difference. They can always imagine some more. The main purpose of cryptocurrencies seems to be to fuel a secret economy of crime, drugs, and money laundering, which just goes to prove that there is no secret economy of crime, drugs and money laundering. It's all imaginary. And that, I suppose, is the good news. This is David Bouchier.